laws, most federal loan, grant, and other funding programs.
This decision is lawless, dangerous, destructive, cruel. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional.
Chuck Schumer is the top Senate Democrat. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
We're talking about everything from aid to nonprofit organizations to funding for universities. This could even affect loans to small businesses and grants to state and local governments.
Advocacy groups are now preparing to file the first lawsuit challenging President Trump's executive order revising the Pentagon policy on transgender troops that likely sets the stage for them being banned. Now to Bogota, Colombia. Where two Colombian Air Force planes with deportees from the U.S. arrived today, a deal on flights was reached after a dispute that led both countries to threaten tariffs. New Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted on social media after riding along this morning on immigration enforcement operations in New York City. CBS New York's Christina Pham.
Several different law enforcement agencies participated in this enforcement operation overnight, and that included the DEA, the ATF, and the Department of Homeland Security. We know at least one person was arrested and taken into custody. We're told the suspect now in custody facing charges of kidnapping, assault, and burglary.
Texas Republican Ted Cruz chairs a Senate committee hearing today on President Trump's objective to regain U.S. control of the Panama Canal.
President Trump has highlighted two key issues. Number one, the danger of China exploiting or blocking passage through the canal. And number two, the exorbitant costs for transit.
Public health officials in the U.S. have been told to stop working with the World Health Organization, effective immediately.
The move comes after President Trump signed an executive order to withdraw the U.S. from the group.
For the immediate term, this really does leave us at risk.
Dr. Celine Gounder says the implications for future disease outbreaks could be immense.
We may not have good insight into what is actually happening. We may not have those early warning systems. We may not be able to develop the right vaccine as quickly as we could and warn the American public as quickly as we could.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
The NTSB is investigating a sudden aircraft movement that injured dozens of passengers and crew and hospitalized six. It happened on a Friday United flight from Nigeria to Dallas. Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 89 points. NASDAQ is ahead 277. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Mount Pleasant isn't the only place for Microsoft in the area. The tech company is expanding its footprint in southeastern Wisconsin with a 240-acre land purchase in the city of Kenosha. It's at I-94 and 142. They plan on putting up four buildings there to house a data center. It'll be a wind advisory today with winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour and gusts again up to 50. For the second day, the National Weather Service is warning about flying debris and fallen tree limbs during the advisory. A 14-year-old Kenosha boy who brought fake guns to Roosevelt Elementary has been sentenced to a year in juvenile detention. The judge ordered the teen to participate in the Racine County Rise Up program after causing a lockdown last November. Racine Unified will keep the Red Apple name as the school moves to a new location and expands. The school board decided against renaming the school after local astronaut Laurel Clark. Leaders say they'll explore other ways to honor her memory. And Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is warning about ice dangers after multiple rescues over the past weekend. Vehicles went through ice on Browns Lake and Wind Lake. That led to multiple rescues. We'll have more on the windy warm-up coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs were probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and they were getting into it. And honestly, I think they get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but, I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trailblazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Windy and warm today. Mostly sunny skies. We do have a shot of sprinkles this afternoon. Otherwise, we're under a wind advisory with gusts up to 50 miles per hour, taking our highs to the mid-40s. Winds become blustery tomorrow, cooling us down just a touch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Lau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story coming up in 30 seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center. Online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. Rupert and Lynn Norley had lived many years together in the 250-year-old farmhouse near Malvern, Pennsylvania, with their two dogs and their happy memories. The Norley place was a horse farm. Selling, breeding, boarding horses was the family business, but the pleasant constancy of the life Rupert and Lynn shared belied, as life so often does, the suddenness with which everything they had known was about to change. February 16, 1998, half an hour past midnight, Rupert awakened and smelled smoke. Lynn, he called out in the darkness, but she was sound asleep. Then came the crackling noise, faint but distant. There was no doubting it now. The house was on fire. Rupert shouted for Lynn to wake up. "What is it?" she asked blearily, and then she too smelled the smoke. "Maybe it's the furnace," she muttered. But Rupert was insistent. They must get out of the house now. Lynn got up, put on her robe, staggered to the bedroom door and opened it. On the other side was a wall of smoke. Rupert suddenly remembered the dogs. "Panther, get over here," he called to their Doberman, who in the next instant came dutifully running in with Alex, the Jack Russell Terrier, close behind. Lynn grabbed the phone. The line was dead. Their nearest neighbor was a quarter mile away. There was only one way out now, through the second-story bathroom window. Lynn lowered the terrier out the window as far as she could and then plopped him onto a patch of shrubbery below. Next out was the 85-pound Doberman. "Are you okay, fellas?" They barked affirmatively, but invisibly in the night. Lynn followed, clambered out the window, landed safely, but now where was Rupert? The 53-year-old farm woman stood beneath the window, first screaming Rupert's name, and when he did not answer, she began to sob, tears streaking her face. Lynn jumped in the car and speeded to a neighbor's home. From there, she summoned firefighters. Daybreak revealed her ancient farmhouse, mostly gutted. A faulty electrical junction box had started it, the firemen concluded. When it was safe, they began shuffling through the smoking ruin, but nobody had dared hope or could even have imagined what they would find. For there in the second-story bathroom shower stall, soaking wet and covered with soot, but conscious and alive, was Rupert. He was rushed to the nearest hospital, examined, rehydrated, treated for smoke inhalation. The prognosis, a complete recovery. "I am so thankful," Lynn told the medical staff. "If he hadn't awakened me, we'd both be dead." Dr. Michael Weiss appeared startled. "Did you say if he hadn't awakened you?" he asked. And the woman nodded. A quizzical expression blossomed on the physician's face. "Then you don't know," he said. "Know what?" she questioned. And then and there, for the first time, Lynn Norley learned the rest of the story. For in all of the years she'd known and loved Rupert, after all he had told her and all they had shared, he had never revealed that he was a she. Oh, did I mention that the nearest hospital to the Norley farm is a veterinary hospital? And Dr. Weiss, who discovered Rupert's long-kept secret, is a veterinarian? For in Rupert's species, gender is undetectable, except through the most intimate medical scrutiny. Still, the greatest mystery of all is not merely an animal who talks, but one who seems to comprehend what she says, particularly when the life of her beloved human companion is at stake. You see, Rupert, the rescuer of the family, is a 12-year-old African gray parrot. Now you know the rest of the story.
Wow. Did not see that one coming. Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story. Love each and every one of them. Every single weekday, Monday through Friday, at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05. Weekdays on WRJN.
With flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is glad. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
To Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Thank you.
Hits, WRJN's Penther Davis Group. With Dan Marcus here, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon, Herman of Herman's Hermits, and the Association together in concert, separate performances, obviously, each doing their own hits. It's February 28th, a Friday night, at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, and we've got your free tickets. If you were listening this morning at 10:45, you may already know the answer to the question you're going to be asked when Kurt Volman steps in this afternoon. That's on the way from WRJN. Also, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget featuring the theme song from a movie starring this guy.
Bond. James Bond.
Yeah, that's happening. 1:45-ish on WRJN.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Open every day at noon.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
He's coming, he's coming. Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for a new one out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blunder. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Association. They'll be doing that one in concert February 28th, and that's at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. You can win tickets to see them from WRJN after 2 o'clock this afternoon if you were listening to my interview with Peter Noon this morning at 10:45. If you weren't listening, maybe a friend was. Call them. Ask them if they were listening. And then if they win the tickets, or if you win the tickets, then you can share your pair of tickets with them. If not, then there'll be another pair of tickets tomorrow morning at 10:45. That's when you need to be listening. But right now, let's get you up to speed on what's going on around the world and up your street. Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There will be other ways to honor Laurel Clark. That's what Racine Unified leaders are saying after deciding to keep Red Apple, Red Apple. The plan to rename the school after the local hero astronaut officially went to rest last night after a school board vote. Red Apple will keep its name as it moves to a new location and expands to include middle school grades. Laurel Clark was a Horlick High School graduate who died in the 2003 Columbia Space Shuttle disaster. We've known a data center is coming to Kenosha. Now we know Microsoft is behind the effort. The tech company is already underway with a $3.3 billion effort in Racine County. The land bought by Microsoft in Kenosha is on the west side of the I at 142. The coroner in Lake County has some tough words for officials at a Waukegan hospital. Lake County Coroner Jennifer Bannock criticized Vista Medical Center and its parent company after the death of 28-year-old Chelsea Adolphus. She was found unresponsive on the hospital's roof last week and later died of hypothermia. Adolphus was admitted for alcohol rehab. She was discovered after being locked out on a second floor roof for nearly 7 hours. The coroner says there are serious safety concerns at the hospital, including the lack of door alarms. She's calling for immediate accountability and improved safety measures at the hospital.
With temperatures on the rise, Racine County's sheriff is trying to throw attention to the ice danger. In one incident over the past weekend, two people fell through the ice on Browns Lake while riding a UTV. A few hours later, three people were rescued from Wind Lake after their UTV became submerged. Sheriff Christopher Schmeling is urging people to exercise caution when going out onto frozen water. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Windy and warm today. Mostly sunny skies. We do have a shot of sprinkles this afternoon. Otherwise, we're under a wind advisory with gusts up to 50 miles per hour, taking our highs to the mid-40s. Winds become blustery tomorrow, cooling us down just a touch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Currently, it's 39.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and a jaunty little melody. That word fits this song from Harper's Bazaar. Jaunty. Feeling groovy on WRJN.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy. Flowers growing, ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do, feeling groovy, groovy, groovy,
feeling groovy.
Got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
WRJN. Open wide and say,
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind.
Good vibration.
you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to. Concentration, slip away, 'cause your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a road in the distant dark, and the eagle flies in the dark. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, but don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the distant love, and the eagle flies with the dove.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN, and a Valentine's Day package that you want to win so that you can re-gift it. Or keep it for yourself if you want. Contains jewelry and flowers and concert tickets and sweets. And did I mention jewelry? Details coming soon.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
and timeless hits. WRJN.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and the signature tune for the Cow Sills.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
Sun broke through.